people love diaries and journals. Many of us keep our own, and many more of us have gained insights from reading other people's diaries. Anne Frank's is one of the most widely read books in the world. Journaling has never really gone out of style, and in difficult times like the pandemic, it's possible that more people are keeping diaries or journals to cope with daily life, or even to capture and remember how extraordinary this time has been. So whether it's a pen and paper or an app on your phone, a diary can help you cultivate a regular habit of thoughtfulness and reveal your true self. Micah Hazel has kept a diary since she was 11 years old, and she has this story.
So I keep my diaries in a box under my bed. I've never actually counted them. I have 1, 2, 3...
I have 10 diaries total. They're ratty spiral notebooks covered in stickers like Boss Babe or Girl Power. I even have some video diaries from when I was 15, which are just as mundane as you'd expect.
I love Taco Bell. Like, I love them. I eat everything they have. When I see a commercial, I will get it.
Now, I'm 24. But since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been journaling more and more, in writing and on my camcorder.
Okay, so today is August 13, 2020, and there have been reports of like a COVID spike, and it was just kind of a wake-up call to me that I...
Some of my entries are still about daily details, but I've noticed that my diaries have become a lot more emotional over the years.
Hello, it's me. It's November 30th. I am like freaking out about being unemployed. And now I am just in a position where it feels like I am just stuck. There's like no shape in my day. And it sucks.
Besides keeping track of good memories, my diaries have helped me keep track of what I want out of life and who I want to be. And some people who want to focus on those aspects are turning to guided journals, which get you right to those big questions.
Guided journals are more about you and digging deeper inside of you and like your childhood, your thoughts.
This is Mo Satuptim, founder of The Happiness Planner. Her guided journals have prompts like, what's the most courageous thing you've ever done? Or what does success mean to you?
I have friends that have never journaled before. And when they start using, you know, The Happiness Planner or the journals, they're like, it's really scary. I'm too scared to even open the books you gave me.
She says a guided journal is like a practice book that gets us closer to our true self.
It's a tool that basically forces you to reflect more. It's basically like if you want to get more toned and grow muscles and you buy dumbbells and you use it every day, you know, the dumbbell's gonna help you grow some muscles, basically. So I would say that's how, you know, guided journals can help you gain more awareness by being the tools for you to practice with.
Still, the journey to our true self doesn't end with just starting to journal.
Journaling is very therapeutic because it helps you to hopefully grow and accept yourself more.
This is Ryan Hose, therapist and author of the Mental Health Journal for Men.
When someone gets a new journal, oftentimes they start off with a bang. And then the next day, they don't have as much time. And then they feel like, oh, now I'm failing at this and I'm not doing so well. So I actually like to encourage my clients, if they're going to start journaling, to really start small. You know, a few words even of just, what did I feel today? Or what did I notice about myself?
It also means paying attention to your writing style, which can affect what you learned about yourself, says Kate Culkin.
Diaries, I think they really sort of have two functions.
Culkin is a biographer and professor at Bronx Community College.
On the most basic level, they let you know where people were, what they were doing. The other way that they can be used is, how was someone emotionally responding to what was going on in their life?
She's currently working on a book about Ralph Waldo Emerson's daughter, Edith Emerson Forbes.
Actually, she had what I thought were going to be very valuable diaries. When I saw them listed in the archives, it was like years of diaries. And when I got them, there was nothing in them. There was nothing emotional in it.
Culkin says that the diaries that get to someone's core are the ones where there's a balance of events and emotions.
The dream diary is, of course, the one where the person records everything that they do and records a thoughtful emotional response to what happened and how they're processing it.
I admit, Rereading my own diaries, I'm not always good at including as much about emotions as about factual details. Still, as Ryan Ho says, getting to know yourself is a continuous journey.
Journaling is a lifelong process where, whether it's daily, whether it's yearly, you just check in with yourself and say, how am I doing right now?
For Here and Now, I'm Micah Hazel.